In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about the continuation of yesterday's podcast. So if you haven't yet listened to yesterday's episode, which was a real Hollywood actress, make sure that you listen to that episode first because that is going to help pre-frame this episode. But today is part two, and we are going to talk all about my second big strategy if I were to kind of start over from scratch. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, Rachel. Yesterday we had a great conversation about exactly what I would do if I was building everything from the ground up, if it wasn't a part of my skill set and craft to create content on every single social media platform. And this is the second part of that. So as you may have heard yesterday, I spent time connecting with a real Hollywood actress. Wendy Davis is an absolute genius. She's wonderful. She was one of the leads in the Lifetime show. It's called Army Wives. And this is the second big thing that I would share. Like I said, make sure that you listen to yesterday's episode so that this makes sense. Now, the second big thing that I would do if I were building from the ground up would be really, really, really showing up on TikTok. Now, am I biased because I currently have a decent following on TikTok? Do I currently get good results from TikTok? Yes. Okay, so factor that in. But even if I was starting from the ground up, here are some of the reasons that I would focus specifically on TikTok. How I would do it, why I would do it, and is there still opportunity on TikTok? Let's talk a little bit about that. So if I were starting from the ground up and building a business, I would absolutely go all in on TikTok, even if I was starting at zero. And the reason I say that is just because I know so many people who started within the last month and have grown to 10,000, 40,000 followers. I even know one person who 4 months ago, just 4 months ago, she had zero followers on TikTok, and today she has over 1 million followers without ever showing her face, and she's generating close to six figures in sales directly from her TikTok, but also she gets to connect with people from all over the world and really get her finger on the pulse of what people want. What do they want to learn? What do they want to experience? What is entertaining to them? What products would make sense for her store? There's so many reasons that TikTok is a great place to be. Now, I just had this conversation yesterday with Kenya Kelly, and it was a great conversation. We talked a bit about, is the opportunity for TikTok over? Kenya is one of my students of the TikTok Academy, and she's grown from zero to like 370,000 followers since April, which is, I think, pretty cool. That's really cool. Let's just be honest, like for a moment, it's not all about followers, but the fact that followers are a metric that showcase the hard work that you've put in, that's serious growth. And some people, if you're anything like me, you spent years just trying to grow on Instagram and then suddenly you hop on TikTok and your growth surpasses all of the Instagram growth in days, weeks, or months. That's really big. Now, we were talking about whether or not we think that the time of TikTok is over, the early adoption period. And one of the things that I find the most surprising, I've spoken at several conferences, including Social Media Marketing World, Traffic and Conversion, and Funnel Hacking Live, not specifically about TikTok, but every time that I speak at a conference, I'll be at conferences with very adept marketers, talented, advanced marketers, business owners, and they'll say things like, is TikTok worth getting on? I mean, and I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. So across the board, when I talk to business owners, they have no idea what TikTok is about. They still believe, you know, that it's all kids on this platform. And what's really crazy is that there's nearly 805 million monthly active users on TikTok. Nearly 26 to 31% of those users are over the age of 30. the analytics, the demographics behind the scenes are very similar to Facebook and Instagram. It's kind of crazy. So one of the things that I am so amazed by is that we are still absolutely, at least for businesses, in a very early adoption for TikTok. And that means that there's still, my guess is that there's somewhere between 1 and 2 years before that early adoption period ends. But then again, there are people who are still asking me, do you think I should be on Instagram? And I'm like, well, yeah, like I think that there's some potential on Instagram, but the period where like everything goes viral is way over on Instagram. Why are you looking at the platforms that were thriving 5, 10 years ago when there's this opportunity right here for a platform that can absolutely crush the results that you could get on any other platform? So it's interesting because I think that business owners, especially those who are in industries that have traditionally been a little more old-fashioned or non-traditional, or rather traditional, they focused on more of old-school marketing techniques. I think they're very resistant to TikTok because, I'll be honest, it can be a little bit scary at times. So the interesting thing is, if I were focusing specifically on building my business, I would not only implement the stuff that I shared yesterday, the strategies that I shared, but I would probably be creating 10, 20, 30 TikToks a day. Now, is that necessary? No, not even close. I'm actually going to open a really interesting Twitter conversation that I had today. Now, Twitter is one of the platforms that I just use for fun. There's some serious potential on Twitter. I just use it for fun. I like share like little snarky little poem things that I write. It's kind of almost like an open diary sometimes for me. And I will share some tips from time to time, but it's mostly about, it's really about creating just kind of a documentation of my own journey, which I think is fun. So yesterday I shared a status or a tweet, gosh, that makes me sound so old. It says, great content beats every single algorithm. And someone actually replied to it and they said, and this is Rohan, I'm probably going to say this name wrong, so Rohan Kamat, and he said, quantity brings quality. Any thoughts? And my thoughts about that are that, yeah, ultimately, not universally, but my response is, in time, you would assume it's inevitable that if you're creating enough content every single day, you're going to discover what works, what doesn't, and do more of exactly what works. I don't want to assume, though, because not everyone is great at checking out patterns, analyzing what worked and why it worked. And if you aren't great at that and something is taking off, you can always bring someone in as a second set of eyes to determine what worked and why and help you to create more content like that. But the interesting thing is I really and truly believe that something beautiful happens out of quantity. I do believe that you start to identify what's working, what isn't. I know for me, I overthink a lot on platforms. And on TikTok, I remember holding myself back because I would sit back and wait to see how one video performed before I created the next one. And I did the same thing on Instagram for years until recently. And it was so scary for me because like I'd sit back and try to wait for approval, if I'm being totally honest, before I created more content. It was back in fall of 2019 when that changed. Back in fall of 2019, I had about, oh gosh, like 12,000 or 13,000 followers on TikTok. And then I just started creating and not caring about if one went viral or got good feedback or bad feedback before I started to create more and more and more and more content. And the truth is, that's when my content really started to take off because amidst creating, I found some things that worked. I found a lot of things that didn't. I didn't care too much about what the analytics showed. I'll have videos that are total flops. I'll have content that don't take off. And you know, just so you guys know, that is totally, absolutely fine, completely acceptable. Anyone who tries to shame you for having stuff that doesn't work is playing it safe. They're afraid of their own inadequacies or perceived inadequacies being portrayed through a piece of content not performing well. But that that focus on creating 10, 20, 30 TikToks per day, you're inevitably going to discover what works. And in fact, that's a reminder to me today, like today, that I've kind of backed off of TikTok a little this week as I've been focusing more on quality and quantity on Instagram. And I want to get some more TikToks out there because things have changed. What people are responding to has changed. And the only way to discover what is working to effectively communicate your message is to create. You can hypothesize, theorize all you want. But the truth is, if you're not actually creating, you're robbing yourself of testing of a theory. Consider yourself almost like a scientist when you're building a brand or building your client's brand or even your own brand. You are almost like a scientist. Come up with a theory every single day and test it. Come up with a theory. I have a theory that this type of quote is going to speak well to my audience. I have a theory that this is what my audience needs to hear today. And don't be scared to test it. And then you end the day and you say, okay, did that work? Did it not? Or even better, wait to analyze all of the data for a couple weeks. Or even I like to look at it once a week and then take a deep dive every quarter. But if I'm staring at the piece of content I just created and waiting for it to go viral, I'm watching a pot that never seems to boil. Instead of just creating, because once you have started to create, it's easier to create more. But if you step back and spend your whole time analyzing before something has come fully to fruition, you miss out on all of the great things that you could have created and all the time that you sat there staring at your TikTok to see if it performed. Now, the interesting thing about TikTok and why I believe it's so powerful is because it is a platform with a longer lifespan. So it almost is like this dual nature. First and foremost, videos can go viral very quickly. There is untapped viral potential. For those of you who are not familiar with TikTok, every single video, with a very few exceptions, every single video at least hits the For You page. Just a little bit. It reaches a few people. And so what's so powerful about that is it's people who don't necessarily follow you. And based on how those people react, more people might see the video, or TikTok might say, you know, based on this few people who saw this, we're not going to show more people because it's not performing. But because of that, you have the ability every single video to go absolutely viral. Every single video is an entry into a viral lottery. That's pretty powerful if you ask me. But there's that second piece to it, which is the long-term semi-searchability of the platform, meaning people can search for keywords. People can go back and really want to view your older content. And if you have one viral that takes off, it can make a whole bunch of your other videos go mega viral, which is really powerful. And people, like I said, people can search for your profile, for keywords, for certain videos within specific songs. There are all kinds of long-term benefits to being on TikTok. And so the truth is, I highly 10 out of 10 recommend getting content on there. And in fact, my YouTube and my TikTok have this beautiful, like, symbiotic relationship. If something performs well on TikTok, I know it's going to perform well in a longer video in YouTube. If something performs well on YouTube, I know it's going to perform in a short form on TikTok. And the truth is, they're very parallel journeys. I find that video watchers or video viewers are video viewers across the board. If you're someone who watches on TikTok, I'm willing to bet that you watch on YouTube. Video viewers are video viewers. So you can create the long form content, create the mini version of it for TikTok, and send people back and forth between the two platforms. So as you can tell, I'm very, very, very passionate about TikTok. And this is actually a reminder to me as I'm recording this podcast that I need to create some more TikTok content. I've slowed down with focusing on Instagram. Now, would I go all in on Instagram if I was building from the ground up? Again, here's some tough love for the platform. I wouldn't. I wouldn't, with the exception of Reels. My only concern is that I'm worried that once people adopt Reels, that Instagram will once again limit our reach. But right now, there is a little bit of an added benefit. Instagram is intentionally pushing out Reels, and I will say it's awesome. I don't know how sustainable it is, but I don't think I would focus on Instagram at all while I build my business. I would focus on the strategies I've shared yesterday and today. I wouldn't recommend Instagram, though it can be effective at times. It can also be a platform that can be incredibly discouraging for a lot of people. Whew, this was a lot. I know some of you guys are probably like, okay, Rachel, but where in the world do I start? You shared a lot about TikTok. I don't know how to grow. I don't know how to get started. I put together for you guys an entire TikTok starter pack completely for free. That is the A to Z of how to get started with TikTok, your first 1,000 followers on TikTok, a how-to training, as well as my weird strategy that helped me grow by 52,000 followers in 1 month. So if you head on over to rachelpeterson.com/podcast, you can check out that free TikTok starter pack in the show notes there or in the show notes to this episode. I will catch you guys later. Bye for now.